This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآله إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is last and final messenger. There is a word in the Quran was repeated 32 times in 19 different surahs. كلمة تكررت في القرآن 32 مرة في 19 سورة. وما هذا التكرار إلا لأهميتها. And that, this point to emphasize the importance of this word, which is الذرية, which it means offsprings or children. There is no doubt family is the cornerstone for building any society. That's why there is so much emphasis in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, in our religion, and the importance of family and raising family and taking care of them and having a strong foundation for the society by having a strong family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses mentioned that. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Protect yourself and your family from the hellfire, and that by protecting them from what lead to hellfire. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. Order your family to perform the salah, establish the salah, and be patient with that. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you wasiya, reminder, and remind you in relation to your children. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. One of the dua, the supplication of the righteous, that they always pray for themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with a good family, that they will be cool for their eyes. When we talk about family, when we talk about our children specifically, we often think about how we're going to raise them, how we're going to protect them, how can we provide for them, how can we educate them, and what all the things that we should give them. That's right. That's usually what we think about when we talk about any khatib, any lectures, any time we think about children. That's all what we think about. And that's natural because we are supposed to take care of them, provide for them, protect them. As the Prophet ﷺ put it beautifully, قَالَ كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِي. Each of you is a shepherd, and each of you will be held accountable for his flock. So you are a shepherd taking care of your flock. And also then the hadith reported, the previous one is reported by Bukhari Muslim, and this one في مصنف عبد الرزاق, عَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمُ الْخَيْرَ وَأَدِّبُوهُمْ. Teach your children and family good manners and etiquette. So that's usually what we think about. But today, I would like to speak about this subject for a completely different perspective, from actually the opposite perspective. What we can learn from our children. You know, it's amazing to be around your children. It's amazing to be around your seeing children, your children growing in front of you. And believe me, there is a lot for us as adults. We can learn from our kids. We can learn from our children. A friend of mine was saying, or a brother was saying, his son holding two apples, and you know, holding both of them about to eat them. So the father said to his son, "Why don't you give me one of them?" Then quickly the son took a bite from each one of them. The father was teaching as usual, we play that role, teacher. So he started teaching and lecturing his son about how bad to be greedy and you should share and sharing is good and all those things. Then the son quietly said to his father, "Father, Baba, I was trying to see which one is sweeter to give it to you." Was not about being greedy. At that point, the father learned something that, you know what, I can learn from how my son think. Often we forget that we ourselves can learn a lot from our children. And I looked at some of the qualities that children possess, and I think this is something we can all learn from them, and that's what I want to share with you in these few minutes that I have today. Number one, when I think about children, I think about perseverance. The children do not give up easily. They are goal-oriented. When they have a goal in their mind, they just pursue this goal, and they want it, and they work hard to achieve that goal. All obstacles are ignored in the process of achieving this goal. They have an ability to focus on that goal, and that goal that they want, and they will keep pursuing it until they achieve it. Unfortunately, I wish that us as an adult, we have even goals in life. I'm not even talking about, you know, to pursue these goals. Many of us don't have very clear goals in life, in any area. You know, many of us, we just live day by day. As an individual, as an institute, as organization, as a community, we don't have very clear goals in life, what we want to achieve. You ask many of the adults today, what's your, for example, goals when it comes to relationship with the Quran? When it comes to the relationship with the Salah, what do you want to be? When it comes to your relationship with the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come to the dunya, what's your financial goal in life? What do you exactly you want to be? You know, with the family that you want. Many times they get young men and women want to get married, and even in simple thing like this, and it's important thing, I ask them, what are you looking for? I want to look for marry someone. They don't even have a very clear goal what they want to be, what kind of family that they have, what kind of spouse that they're looking for. Whenever, can you imagine, we have a basketball game. Just think about the basketball game as something very famous here people play. And we take the goals out of the game. Or a soccer game, the football, and we take the goals out. And the whole game will be just basically passing the ball to each other. It's a very boring game, isn't it? Why? Because there is no goals in the game. So that's exactly how your life is without goals, without clear goals in life. It's just one boring life. Can you imagine what's the goal of the masjid? What's the goal of the community? Me as an imam, me as a leader, what's my goal exactly to achieve? That's a very important and essential element in success in life. Number two, they have very positive attitude, children, towards mistakes. Before children go to school, and they taught in school, unfortunately, that being wrong, it means being bad. In their natural fitrah, the way Allah created them, being wrong, it means opportunity to learn from my mistake. If I touch this and it's, you know, sting me because it's so hot, I learn something. Yes, it's a mistake, it's wrong, but I learn. I know now that I don't touch that. I grow. So they learn from their mistakes quickly. So many of us as an adult, we have very negative attitude towards mistakes and failure in life. We just quickly give up. Whenever there is a pressure or challenges in life, we're willing to throw the towel. We're willing to back off. We just don't pursue and don't continue our trying. You know, success never was never failing. Your success is your ability to stand up every time you fell down. That's the real meaning of success. And I wish that us as an adult, we always deal with these challenges in life in such a positive attitude as we see it in children. Number three, children have an amazing pure heart. Hala, every time you look at children, they have a very pure heart. They are very, they don't hold grudges. You know, even if they're angry a little bit, quickly to forgive. You know, a child, you basically make it up for a child, and you say, I'm sorry, and you give a reward him, or you give him a gift, he's willing to forgive you and to move on. I wish us as an adult learned this from children. There are some people you do good to them all your life. And maybe you do one or two mistakes to them, and that's the only thing they remember. Look at spouses, sometimes the relationship. She only or he only remembered the mistakes that they've done. They don't remember the good. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whenever the marriage is broke, khalas, there is divorce took place, he said, وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget about the good things between both of you. So even after divorce, you always think about the good thing that happened. There is a purity of the heart. There is people willing to let go, to forgive, to move on in their life. But there are so many adults stuck on they don't let things go. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, that when we learn the khuluq al-afu, this is a beautiful character trait, to be able to forgive. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgave those who harmed him the most, those who tried to kill them. In many incidents, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was willing to forgive, and willing to forgive and to move on, and even don't think about it. Because sometimes we forgive, but we never forget. It's like you have a sensor. Every time you see that person in your face, the old files comes up and all the history comes up, never deleted. And that's not how life is. And I want you to know, every time you learn how to forgive someone, you don't let that actually when you forgive someone, you don't set that person free. What you really do, you set your heart free. You set yourself free. Because when you don't forgive, you chain yourself to that person with a very negative emotion. But if you want to break that chain, just forgive. Let it go. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Let them forgive. Let them let go. And that's a good lesson we can learn from children. Also about their purity. They are very transparent about their feeling. You know, you can tell immediately if the kid is mad or angry, he likes you or he's angry at you. A lot of people are very hypocritical. Very, not only two faces, some people have four and five faces. You know? Unfortunately, and that's really ridiculous. And it's something not right. Kids are very sincere. And that's something adults should adopt, and it's one of the character traits of the Muslims. One of also the number four, children, one of their qualities that we should learn from, children have a good ability, they have very good ability to adjust. You move from one house to another, they can adjust quickly. You move from one school to another, they can adjust to new friends. It takes them a while, but they adjust. Unfortunately, so many of us as adults lost that ability to adjust. Some of us moved to America for years, but still stuck somewhere else. The way they think, the way they deal. Some of them cannot adjust that, you know what, my son now is an adult. My son is a college student. My son is a high schooler. He's not an elementary school kid anymore. My daughter, she's a married woman now. I need to adjust to the new situation. I need to deal with them in the new status that they are in. There's a lot of parents can go over that, can adjust themselves to that. You know what, hello? Your job your skills and your knowledge doesn't get you a job now. You need to go and to adjust to learn new skills, new tricks, and new ways, and learn something new so you can move on in your life. A lot of us cannot move on and adjust ourselves. And one of the beautiful points that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah once mentioned when he was talking about the concept of as-sabr, qal was-sabr. As-sabr is not a passive thing. As-sabr laysa adam al-fi'l. As-sabr is not a passive thing. As-sabr, it doesn't mean patience. It doesn't mean you do nothing. As-sabr is ability to adjust to the new situation that you're in. That's a beautiful meaning we should learn as Muslims. Number five, and one of my favorite points about children, laughter. Kids, there is a study shows that children laugh about 200 times a day, while an average adult laughs about 14 times a day. You know, kids, they have that beautiful smile on their face. They laugh, and they laugh a lot. And that's one of the reasons that they are very healthy, and their resistance, their body resistance toward diseases is stronger, actually. You know, I travel so many places. I travel, alhamdulillah, and that's one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, that I get to meet my brothers and sisters, not only all over America, but all over the world. And unfortunately, I can tell you one thing common between the Muslim community that I go to, beside the Shahada, beside Tawheed, that they all have this serious look in their face. Nobody's smiling at you. You walk to the masjid, everybody's staring at you. You walk to a community, everybody checking you out. Nobody's smiling, nobody welcoming you. Even in the Muslim world, in the Muslim country, we lost this beautiful smile. You know, it is sad. That's not how our Prophet ﷺ was. Many companions said, مَا رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا رَأَيْتُهُ مُتَبَسِّمًا قَالَ مَا دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ لِي كثير. حتى يقول جابر لقد حضرت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر من 100 مرة ما رأيته إلا متبسما صلى الله عليه وسلم. Many companions said that I have seen the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم always smiling. I attended 100 times gathering of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every time I saw him, he was smiling. Every time we had an eye contact, he smiled at me. I hope that we as an adult learn how to smile more often. Not to be like, you know, many of us became, I call them, a borderline grumpy people. You know, a grumpy community. That's not right. That's not how you should be. No matter how hard things is, no matter how things difficult, you still keep your smile. And every time you pass by one of your brothers and sisters, one of your brothers or sister pass by sister, you find one of your community without a smile, give them one of yours. So many times, our joy is the reason for our smile. But believe it or not, so many times also your smile can be the reasons for your joy. A lot of psychologists study today shows us and tells us that our physiology impact and affect our psychology. Is your smile doesn't only make people around you happy, it makes you happy. My brothers and sisters, where I live, in Houston, Texas, we have a hospital in St. Luke Hospital. It's considered the first hospital in the country who use laughter as a medicine. Laughter as a way of curing people. It's an interesting, they have even a whole floor, and this has become something so common in hospital after they started that. And there's a story behind it, if you want to go research it, just because of the lack of time. There is an incident took place where they took older people to a place where kids play and laugh, and they found there is a huge amount of change happened to their, you know, resistance toward illness. But one of the things that I come across when I was looking into this, that even your body, palate, it's amazing, your body reduce or produce a natural killer cells that are responsible to attack all these bad cells that can turn to a cancer in your body. And laughter not only make these cells increase in number, make them active. It's a medicine that Allah given to you for free. It's a way to protect yourself. A study was made on every and those who live long life. And they found out one of the common things between those who live long life, that they have a good sense of humor. You know, I have a guy in my community, African-American brother, mashallah. He is like in his 70s, very active. He's more active than a guy in his 30s. And he works in the resort in Montana. He comes to Texas just for summer to visit his daughter. So one, and he's a very funny person. So I told him, and he looked like, I said, how old are you? He said, what do you think? I said, I'll give you like 45, but I know your daughter is old, so you can't be that young. He said, I'm 73, 74, something like that. I said, how's that? You don't look like that. He said, Sheikh, you don't know? Black don't crack. You know? And I said, that's what it does. That's basically what's keeping him that young, that good looking him. It's just that sense of humor that he has. Number six, which is discovery. Children are amazing when it comes to discovering things around them. Naturally, they like to discover themselves and things around them. That's natural. Just keep the kids in a place. You see, you start playing around. You know, you remember when your kids don't walk and you just can't wait until they start walking? And after they start walking, you can't wait until they sit down. Okay? Why? Because they start looking around, discovering the world around us. At one point, brothers and sisters, we as an adult lost that ability to discover ourselves, to discover the world around us. We give up on that, and that's not correct. I have a family member of mine, my mother-in-law actually. In her late 60s, she found out that her ability to memorize the Quran is so good. And she finished memorizing the Quran, took ijazah in it, and started teaching women Quran, and became very active. She just discovered that in her late 60s. And she always say, what if I discovered that ability in my early 30s or 40s? But alhamdulillah, قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. So don't ever give up on yourself. Al-Hasan al-Basri, when someone told him, I'm 70 years old, can I start learning the knowledge? He said, absolutely. One of the great scholars, من أكبر علماء الشافعية, Ibn Daqiq al-Eid رحمه الله, one of the great scholars of the Shafi'i madhab, he started his journey to learning the knowledge in his 50s. He changed in his 50s, and he became one of the most well-recognized names in the world of ilm and knowledge among the Shafi'iyya. And there is so many examples like this. So don't ever give up on yourself to discover something new in yourself, something new that you can do, and skills that you can develop in yourself, and to discover the world around yourself. Sometimes we are very bad even in discovering our own community, the talents that we have in our own community, in our families. We don't discover that. We just are not curious to discover things around us. Number 7, children tend to trust easily. And this is very good quality, believe it or not. Trusting, the people who choose to trust tend to be much happier, tend to have better akhlaq, better ethics, and basically to be liked by people more than those who don't trust others. We need to trust one another as a Muslim community. We need to trust each other as when one of us leads. Unfortunately, so many times, we just don't trust each other. We just trust other people. And I don't want to give negative stories, but I know many stories when we see among ourselves, brothers and sisters who lead, they always complain, I don't see the trust, I don't see the backup of my community. I know trust should be earned, not be requested. But also, even those who deserve to earn your trust, sometimes we don't tend to be trusting community or trusting people. Number 9, they are full of activity. They're very active. Children, mashallah, liveliness and very active creature. Fortunately, us as an adult tend to be so lazy. When we became old, khalas, we don't move much. Kids always in the move. That's why they are very full of life. You know, it's important. A guy went to a doctor and he was telling him, the doctor, hey, you have a diabetes and you should be careful. He said, doctor, you know, diabetes runs in the family. He said, son, I'm afraid there is nobody in the family runs. That's why you guys are diabetic. That's what it does. We have so many diseases. We have so many problems. Not active community. You know, in weekend, not willing to put volunteer your time to stand up, wake up early, and being active in the community and to put work. This is something need to be developed in us and become more active of a community and family as and individuals as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yubarik lana wa lakum. Aqulu ma sami'tum astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruh. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Knowledge we might not have. That's one of the quality that I think children have. I think it's the first time ever in history where you will find children know more than parents. I don't think in history ever we had in time in history where children can know more than parents. But I think in this time, many children know many things than the parents. Thanks to Google, smartphone, Bing, so Microsoft people don't get mad at me. Okay? So thanks to these search engines, where people became kids, have all these tools that they learn, and schools and things that they learn in schools that we didn't learn maybe when we're in their age. Regardless, you grow up in this country or other places in the world. Believe me, there is so much I personally can share with you, my personal experience. I spend a lot of good time with my kids talking about what they study in their social studies and science, and I learn a lot from them. I have always this conversation in the car, picking them for school, dropping them to school, and they teach me a lot of things. And they feel so good when their parents listen to them and discuss with them and ask them to share their project with them and what they learn, what they read. There's a lot you can learn personally from your children, and you can make them grow in loving the knowledge. My brothers and sisters, appreciate these treasures in your children. Support them to make it grow stronger. Don't neglect your children's or neglect these traits so they neglected it and they lose it. There is nothing like having a righteous son. هُوَ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ لَكَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِكَ. Your child or your righteous children are a continued act of charity after your death. وَهُوَ أَثْقَلُ شَيْءٍ فِي مِزَانِكَ إِنْ مَاتَ قَبْلَكَ. And he is the heaviest things in your scale in the day of judgment if he or she, your child, died before you. So you win-win situation. And in the end, I want to say one word to my young brothers and sisters here. That with all what I said, I'll still say there is a lot you can learn from your parents. No matter how knowledgeable you are, no matter how you know smart you think yourself, your parents are not your enemy. They're the one who will love you the most. They will support you. Nobody will love you like your parents. They are the middle gate of paradise. That you access to paradise. My young brothers and sisters, no matter how tall you are, you always look up to your parents. You always look up to your father. You always look up to your mother. You always trust them and make sure that you have a good communication with them. Be patient with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our family and our children. And give us the ability to be good parents and be good children. Allahumma aslih durriyatina. Allahumma aslih durriyatina. Allahumma aslih ahwalana. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا اللهم أصلح عاقبتنا اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم أن تنزل رحمتك علينا وأن تغفر لنا وأن ترحمنا وأن تصب على أهل هذا المسجد الخير صبا صبا اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم واحفظهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحفظ المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات وأن تغفر لهم أحياء وأمواتا اللهم فرج عن المظلومين اللهم فرج عن المظلومين اللهم انصر المظلومين اللهم فرج عن إخواننا يا حي يا قيوم المسجونين ظلما والمضطهدين يا حي يا قيوم اللهم أغني فقراءنا اللهم أغني فقراءنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا واحفظ غائبنا واحفظ مسافرنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وفقنا بتوفيقك وأيدنا بتأييدك وانصرنا بنصرك أنت ولينا نعم المولى ونعم النصير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله